separates teams in the final minutes when it's close in this league, and he said it's experience. Does this team have enough experience to close out games like this?
Yeah, I think so, and I think the thing is we're still learning and we're still growing. There's still a lot of young pieces on this team, and there's older guys on this team who have experience, and I think that's on me to, you know, show that experience. Regardless if I haven't won a lot of Big Ten games, I still feel like I've played in a lot of meaningful ones and played in a lot of Big Ten games. So for me, I'll take the responsibility in that aspect where I got to be a leader in that regard. And in the end, we have plenty of experience, and I think that's the one thing where we just have to trust it. And in that, we have to understand that with that experience is like we've learned from it. We have scars, regardless if I was here last year or not. You know, there's plenty of experience on this team.
56-52 with about six to play, and they outscored you 19-4 the rest of the way. What changed at that point? What did they have? What did you not have? How did you see those last 6 minutes play?
Yeah, I think it's like you said, they had the experience and they had those guys. You know, kudos to Tyler, kudos to Max, and the way they played, the way they finished down the stretch. But in the end, you know, they just outworked us and out-physicaled us, and it showed on that scoreline. And in the end, that's where we have to get better, finishing games. And when things are getting tough and when things are getting rough, we have to come together and, you know, want it more. And I think that's what the challenge is for us to step up for this next game. And I think we're all going to be ready and we're all going to be hungry for that challenge.
That's a good perimeter defense moments throughout the game. You know, in that first half, obviously you had to create your own shot a little bit. But what did they do in the second half to kind of take you out of things a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's just their physicality. And that's the Wisconsin brand of basketball that they've played since I've been in the Big Ten and even since Coach Gard's been there. It's the physicality that they bring. And I think that's what ultimately led to our pitfall and led to our downfall. But in the end, I think we can be just as physical as any team like Wisconsin and in the Big Ten as well. And I think that's what we have to work on. And I think that's what we will work on. And in the end, watching the film, we'll see it, and we'll correct those mistakes, and we'll get better and learn from it.
Jameson, defensively, what was the biggest challenge in the second half when Klesmet started to get going?
Yeah, I think he just started to get going. I felt like I remember when he hit a pull-up mid-range right at the free throw line, and I was right there, and he just made it. And I think that's where people get in the zone, and he was obviously in the zone. So kudos to him, kudos to Max, and you know, we'll just go out here and learn from what we did and what we didn't do. And there's nothing that we can do if someone's in the zone. We can try to contain them, and you know, we were there a lot of times, and in the end, he just was feeling it.
To Adam's question about closing out games, does it feel like there have been the same things going on in some of these games, even the ones that you've been able to win when leads have disappeared in second halves?
I wouldn't say as much as that. I would say it's a collection of different things, and I think the biggest thing for us to close out game is focusing on the little details. And I think that for someone who's been a fifth year and who understands that, I have to be more vocal about that. And I'll take the responsibility in that aspect. But, you know, I think that's the biggest thing is just honing in on those little details, because in the end, those little details ultimately lead to big things, and that big thing is losing games. So if we focus on those details, whether it's boxing out, rebounding, being in that position for the ice, stuff like that, where those little things are shored up, that's where games are won and games are lost.
Jameson, like, what is your message to the team? Like you said, you want to take some of this on your shoulders, and you want to be, you know, the veteran, experienced guy. Like how do you address this with the team and try to make sure that this doesn't turn into what last season became for Ohio State?
Yeah, I think it's just us coming together, and the group of guys that we have is that, you know, we're all willing to challenge each other, and we're all, you know, willing to push each other, and I think that's what's special about this group. So in the end, you know, we just got to come back for practice the next day or whenever we have practice next, and go at it, and bring it. You know, good teams, they practice hard and they go hard, whereas, you know, sometimes practices are harder than the games. So in that aspect, we just have to bring it in practice, and the message is just keep doing what you're doing, but we have to do it at a higher level and just keep getting better in the end. That's the message, is just improve every day. And if we don't improve, if we have something bad that happens, you can't look back on it. You have to learn from it.
Roddy has struggled a little bit since the West Virginia game. Certainly you've had struggles throughout your career. What can you say to him? What are you doing for him to help him just relax and play like he had been playing?
Yeah, it's the line I just said, that in the end, like, you can't worry about the past. I come in here and say this almost every interview, almost every time I'm in here. It's that, you know, the past is the past, and in the end, he's had his struggles, but it's always about that next play mentality, because in the end, you know, you can't let the past define what's happening in the present. And for that, you know, I think that's what Roddy has. He's someone who, you know, in the end, we just have to help him forget about what's happened and move on from it, because, you know, there's nothing you can do about the past. You know, there's nothing you can do to change it. The only thing you can do to change it is what you do in the present and what you do in the now. And I think that's the biggest thing with our team, is that, you know, we all have that open dialogue in the end. And we have some guys who have experience, and we have some guys who have been here and have felt those scars of last year. So in the end, we just have to be able to come together as a team and, you know, move as one unit.
Good.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bud.